You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While Democrats and Republicans in Congress try to hash out, well, they are hashing out a bunch of stuff, as we all know. But the big on our beat is that $1.9 trillion relief bill that President Biden's looking for. While they try to work on that, meanwhile, down at the White House, executive orders, actions, and memoranda are still the order of the day. The latest today, an order that then-candidate Biden promised before the election, ordering the federal government to buy American. Flash yourself back 4 years, could have said the same sentence, just replacing Biden with Trump, which is to say this is a real popular policy. Thing is, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports to get us going, it is not so easy to get done.
There have been laws and rules on the books for decades mandating the federal government buy American. And mostly it is, says Scott Miller at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The federal government buys about $600 billion a year worth of goods and services. Of that $600 billion, only 5% is not American-made now.
The government can ask for a waiver if American-made products are too expensive. Also, what counts as American-made? Government rules and trade agreements set thresholds for just how much of an item has to be made in the U.S. for it to be considered American. Lena Mosley is a professor of politics and international affairs at Princeton and says the Biden administration is making it harder to get around existing rules and saying,
there are too many loopholes and it's too easy to get a waiver. So we're going to tighten what counts as an American product. We're going to require more of a product's components to be U.S. made.
Those details matter a lot to U.S. industries that struggle to compete with global suppliers. Kevin Dempsey runs the American Iron and Steel Institute.
You need to be thinking about that entire supply chain and moving more of it back to the United States rather than just moving the last point of final assembly back to the U.S.
The Biden administration says it wants to incentivize manufacturers to do just that with the lure of more government contracts. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
About that proposed $1.9 trillion relief package, this observation. It's going to take some deficit spending, some borrowing, the government taking on new debt to get that done, a debate that is heating up, as predicted on this program. We're seeing the same thing at the corporate level as well, with a lot of companies deciding debt is really their only option right now. We learned today that AMC, the beleaguered movie theater chain, has raised more than $900 million in new financing, part of which is debt, to get itself through this next part of the pandemic. And plenty of other companies have stacked up big piles of debt themselves in the last 10 or so months. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on what that might mean for the economy long term.
So on the one hand, taking on debt can allow a company to survive in times of turmoil. Nathan Stovall at S&P Global Market Intelligence says without it,
you would have seen a lot of companies go out of business. But the fact that they've been propped up in the near term means that they're going to, you know, live to fight another day. It also means that they're going to be able to continue to employ people.
The debt is a bridge to whatever comes after this. But eventually, companies are going to have to pay it back. And they'll need to be making enough money to do that. Problem is, we don't know yet if certain changes in consumer behavior, like avoiding movie theaters, will be temporary or permanent. Marco Rossi teaches finance at Texas A&M's Mays Business School.
Yeah, people will go back to normal, but it might be a new normal. So if those earnings that are required to finance the debt cannot be sustained in the future just because people will change their habits, then that new debt might be unsustainable.
Even if a company can make its debt payments, that's not the only problem it'll face. As anyone who's paid back student loans could tell you, when you have to put a big chunk of your money towards that bill every month, you don't have as much cash to spend. And in business, that means less money to grow or outmaneuver your competitors. That happened to a lot of the retailers that were saddled with debt by private equity firms and later shut down, like Toys R Us. Nathan Stovall again.
It's not just as simple as, do you meet the debt burden? Can you remain a competitive entity in your respective industry?
But ultimately, some companies don't have a lot of options right now. They can file for bankruptcy or take on the debt in the hopes that their business model will make sense again in a post-pandemic world. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.